better? Do we sound better? Well, I think we're better with the sound. Hopefully. I think. Hold on, let me check. One second. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's good. Pretty sure we're good. If this ends up sounding bad by the time I'm posting it, I don't even know. I'm just gonna lose it. I'm just gonna lose my shit. You know? But no, I think we're good. I think we're good. See how that happened? See how the sound got, like, fucked up? It was like, I wanted to, you know, have fun. I wanted to, like, have fun and just do a podcast. And, like, no, it was like, you know, shit holding me back and making it fucked up. So, see, that's, like, an example of how I am feeling. Like, how I feel like a lot of shit is going on in my life right now. Like, you know, I just want to have fun. I just want to do my little thing and enjoy myself. But, like, something just has to fucking get in the way. So, but I think it's fixed. I'm pretty sure I fixed it. I just, like, troubleshoot, like, in the device manager, like, updating the, like, audio drivers or whatever, and then I kind of just, like, fuck with inputs on Audacity, and then, like, hopefully it's better. So, I think it's fixed. Anyways, how are you guys? I'm still depressed on a Scorpio moon. Oh, fucking Scorpio moon. They're rough, honestly. Like, I know that, like, Scorpio is my 12th house, so, like, anything transiting the 12th house is kind of, like, can be a little rough, but, like, just, like, Scorpio energy and the moon, you know, like, the moon bringing the Scorpio energy, I'm just, like, not really vibing with it right now, because it's, like, a water moon, and then it just, like, puts me in a super moody feel, you know? But that's me all the time, so whatever. Hey, what even is this life anymore? Because I don't know what the fuck is going on. I feel lost, like, all the time. Do you guys feel like that? I'm, like, losing it, as in my grip on reality. Like, what? I just can't even believe that, like, this is my reality. I just can't even believe it. You know, lately I've been feeling like I'm in, like, a mental prison. Like, I want to just run away. But the thing that I want to run away from is my own mind, because it just won't shut up, or it won't stop doing the things that I don't want it to do or say or, like, think about or whatever. Like, I just want to get away from my own mind for a bit. How do I do that? Actually, I can admit I've been hitting the white claws a little too hard lately, and I think I need to kind of, like, rein it back in a little bit, just because, yeah, I have been, like, drinking more than I should be, and I know it's just, like, to escape, just because, like, I don't want to think about what I'm thinking about, and so I just want to be fucked up, you know? I've been kind of doing that, leaning on alcohol for that lately. And it's not good, and I should really ease up on it because I can tell it's starting to like affect my body. Like, it's just like I went to work today like feeling like kind of like shit. Cause yeah, I was hungover cause I was like drinking a little bit too much last night. And I just like kind of was feeling the effect of it like just like throughout the whole day. And it was not, it's just not good. You know, it's not healthy if I'm trying to be a better person, which I guess I'm still trying to do. So ease up on the White Claws. That's something that I'm gonna think about, you know? Honestly, though, I still feel like I'm struggling to, like, find joy, you know, to find my happy place lately. It's been a hard one. Because I'm not really sure what makes me happy anymore. Because, like, I've been changing a lot. And obviously the whole world has been changing. And now I'm not really sure, like, what to pursue to get my jollies, you know? I mean, I know I like to just, like, have fun, like, hang out with, like, a friend, you know, smoke some weed, just, like, talk shit, you know, that's fun for me. I love that. I love doing that. But other than that, I need to kind of, like, rediscover what really brings me happiness, because I'm not sure right now. I'm not really sure. And I've been kind of sad, kind of just like sad lately. So I need some fun in my life and need to get creative on figuring out what that is. Sorry, I'm just getting distracted by like someone's beeping car outside. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but it got me distracted, so that's why I trailed off. But like real shit though, just like some real basic shit, like living right now is fucking rough, dude. Everything is too much. And if you're, like, a human in existence on Earth right now, then you're probably depressed. So, like, that also sucks. Because depression sucks. Because it makes you feel like you can't do anything. Like, you can't achieve anything. Like, you're not capable of, like, physically doing anything. Like, my body just, like, doesn't want to move sometimes. You know? It just, like, doesn't. I just, like, can't even compromise with it sometimes. Like, literally, it'll just be like, no, like, I'm not moving, bitch. We're not moving. Yo ass depressed. You laying the fuck down. You're not getting up. You know what I'm saying? That's how my body is sometimes. And I hate that. It sucks. And I just know that, like, I know a lot of other people probably feel like that too. And I'm sorry, you guys. I know it fucking sucks. To just, like, to not even feel motivation in your own cells to, like, move. Or, like, you know, your own cells of your own muscles to, like, move your fucking skeleton. You know? It's like, ugh. It sucks. Yeah. Here's something, though, actually. I did get a pair of roller skates online, so that way I can at least try to kind of roll around, you know, roll down the street a little bit. And, you know, just so I can also, like, learn a kind of, like, a new activity. And my sister also is practicing roller skating, so it's, like, something I can do with her, you know, family bonding. And so that's something. I'm hoping that it will become, like, a regular thing. You know, I hope that I can actually get comfortable enough in them to, like, have fun. Because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to have some fun. But I've also realized that, like, I need to start actually, like, toning the muscle on my body. Because I feel like if I were to fall, I feel like I might actually hurt myself. Like I bumped into something the other day and I just felt like, wow, like, am I fragile or, like, did that really hurt? So, yeah, I just, like, I know that, like, I realize that I'm getting older, as in, like, my cells are now dying instead of thriving. So I need to actually start maintaining my fucking body instead of just, like, being like, whatever, I don't care. So that's something. You know what I'm really nostalgic for, actually? I mean, I'm nostalgic for a lot of pre-COVID stuff. Definitely a very long, long list. But something that I've just been, like, particularly thinking about and missing are house parties. Do you remember those? Honestly, I haven't really been to one in a long time. But I miss it. I miss it so much. Like, you know, just, like, walking into fucking some random ass house that's, like, completely packed with people, and everyone is, like, sitting on any available surface. People are smoking inside. People are doing drugs. People are drinking straight from bottles. People are taking shots. People are playing beer pong. People are just, like, chilling in the kitchen, you know, just, like, standing around, just bullshitting. And, like, you're walking through the house. You're, like, trying to find your friends. You're like, fuck, where is everyone? And, like, you know, you get maybe, like, to the backyard and, like, it's like, you see people that you know, and it's like, oh, let me get a bump, you know, get a little bump of cocaine. Oh, someone is like, oh, like, here, try, like, smoke this shit too. Like, you know, you're just, like, hitting a bowl, smoking a cigarette, like, sharing everything, you know? Like, God, I fucking miss that so much. Just, like, being messy. Just, like, being messy with, like, other people that are also being messy. Oh, fuck. I miss that so much. And I also just, like, miss that feeling of not being scared of, you know, what's gonna happen if like, oh, I'm sorry. Just being like, well, what's gonna happen if I, you know, contaminate whatever? Like, just that, the whole fear of, like, getting other people's germs and it's just, like, I really miss so much that time before the fear, you know? Because, like, yeah, house parties are still gonna happen. You know, I know there are still gonna be people that are gonna go and be all, like, crowded in those spaces and get fucked up and do all the things that I just said. But, like, for me to feel comfortable from this point on is, like, that's not gonna that's not going to happen. You know, that's not going to happen in the type of situation that I was describing. You know, like a big ass house with random ass motherfuckers. Like, no, I will probably never feel comfortable in a setting like that ever again. I mean, because, like, we're traumatized at this point. You know, like, going forward, we're all gonna feel that fear of, like, oh, like, the germs, you know, like, I don't want that person's germs, or, like, I don't want to spread my germs, or whatever, just because, like, we don't know what's, you know, if there's, like, whatever, you get what I'm fucking saying. But I'm just, like, I'm just really nostalgic for the time before the fear. I really miss that. Also, a quick rant, really fucking quick. It's super hot. It's super, super hot as dick right now. In California and a lot of other places. But, like, I guess also having to do with the heat is, like, now the mosquitoes are fucking eating me every time I go outside at night. So, like, fuck them, because that's really fucked up. It's hot. Like, if I go outside at night, I'm not gonna wear pants. I'm gonna wear shorts. If I go outside, I'm gonna wear as little clothes as I feel comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, shorts and a fucking tank top. Basically, if I'm leaving the house and I'm not going to work, like, that's what I'm fucking wearing because it's so hot. So, fuck you, mosquitoes, for taking advantage of that and fucking biting me everywhere, on my legs and on my arms, and just fucking just like making my day even more annoying because I'm fucking itchy. Because not only is it hot, now I'm fucking itchy. Like, fuck you mosquitoes, fuck you. So not here for you, fuck you. I don't really know what's going on with life right now, but I'm not sure how I feel about it. I feel confused. I'll be straight up. I don't know what I want. And I don't know how I feel. So I don't know what I want. And I don't know how I feel. Therefore, I'm very confused. I'm a very confused person right now. And it's stressful. It's just, like, hard to make a plan right now. Because we don't know what's gonna happen. And I mean, I was even telling my friend, like, yesterday, that anything in the next, like, 3 to 4 years, don't make a plan for it, because just don't plan. Just don't make a plan. Because, like, literally we don't fucking know what's gonna happen. But to live a human life in this reality, you do have to have some type of a plan, somewhat, if you want to get by in a not horrible way. So, yeah, I'm trying to plan the next part of my life, but it's really fucking hard to do. Because I don't know what direction I want to go in. What is the right way? Which way is the correct way? I thought I knew, but now I don't know. I think that's going to be literally the title of my book. I thought I knew, but now I don't know. Because that's me all the time. It's like I think that I know what I want, or I think, you know, I feel really strongly about like wanting something, but then something changes a little bit and then I'm kind of like, wait, I don't know. I don't know. Actually, though, I have kind of been thinking about more like longer term life stuff. And I think I feel a little more decided about like other things in life that are more like in the future, long term stuff. But like, say for like a 5-year plan. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know what I want for the next 5 years. I feel so lost. I actually kind of feel like I need help, honestly. Like, I feel like I might ask for outside help. I'm not sure in what form yet, but I kind of got an idea today that, like, maybe I should ask someone for help. Because maybe that will help me. Yeah, I think if you ask someone for help, that they'll probably help you. So that would be the point. But yeah, I haven't really decided on like via how or what, however, what type of a person to help me. But I think I'm a little more open to asking for help, I think, right now. Because like me by myself, I just think way too much and I overwhelm myself with my own thoughts, and I think I need someone to help me with that, or like, you know, help me navigate my own thoughts efficiently and in a healthy way for me, if that makes sense. So I think what I probably need is a health coach, which is the thing that I'm training to be, which, by the way, I have not even touched my schoolwork in, I don't even fucking know, months at this point. So, I mean, I'm gonna finish the program, but like, it's gonna be a rough road to get it all done, but I'm gonna do it. But I think I need a coach. I think I might need a coach just because I feel like it fits kind of like the right thing for me. Like, I need someone to hold me accountable, but also someone that I can like talk to stuff about, but also someone on a more personal level who like knows what's going on in my life. So yeah, maybe that will happen soon. I'm also still like feeling like I don't want to be vulnerable yet, which is like, it's kind of silly if I want to be a coach, but I don't want to be vulnerable to getting my own coach. Like, that doesn't really make sense if I want to be like a good coach. If I want to be a good coach, then like maybe I should have a coach too. So that way that coach is like helping me be the best person that I can be. So that way I can help other people be the best people that they can be. Are you guys following me on this? I hope you are. If you are not, then that is also fine, because I'm just fucking rambling. But I think what I'm saying is, I think I need a coach, because I think I need help, because I think I'm fucked up in my own head about a lot of shit, and I just need some goddamn help. So, that's me admitting it. You hear that, universe? I admitted it. I admitted it. So, can you please send me some help, please? I'm waiting. Hey, actually, though, can I tell you guys a secret? This is something that I've been thinking about, and it's also a follow-up to something that I have brought up multiple times, and it's about how I feel about having children. So basically, I've decided recently that I actually do want to have at least one child, and I actually feel excited about it. Like, I feel like I've gone through a lot of like my not wanting to admit that I want to have one, and I've come around finally feeling secure and good about being able to say that I actually do want to have a kid. And I would actually be really excited for it to happen. And I'm kind of starting to feel like, I guess, that like baby fever type of a feeling. Like for a while, like babies would kind of like make me feel weird, just because like they're babies. And I don't know, I just kind of had my own like uncomfortable, you know, my own shit about it. And so like, you know, babies would make me kind of a little bit uncomfortable. But like now that I'm kind of more accepting of like having a baby and being a mom, like now when I look at a baby, it kind of makes me want one. So now that feeling is like coming up, and it's kind of weird. Like, it's weird because it's not something that I was open to feeling before, because I was just like, you know, on my own bullshit about some like old wounding, you know. So I was just kind of like, no, I don't even want to feel that feeling. But now that I've like worked through my issues about that, kind of, I mean, somewhat, you know, that like now I'm kind of like, oh, you know what? Actually, it would be really fun to have a little person who is my friend that I always get to be around, because I have to take care of them. But also, like, I feel like it would give me purpose, which is something that I've been struggling with for a long time. And I know it wouldn't be easy, and I know it's probably like one of the hardest things you can do is to like have a child and raise it, but I feel like it would probably like fill that void that I've been feeling like deep in my soul. And I'm not saying that I would want to have a kid as to try to like fix myself, you know, like I'm not saying that if I think that if I had a kid that it would like automatically therefore make me happy. I'm saying that like I think it would make me feel like I have a purpose, and that would therefore make me feel more able to feel happiness, you know? Do you get what I'm saying? Does that make sense? And then also just the thought of like showing a little person like about life, I feel like that would actually be so fun too. Like honestly, just thinking about it like makes me want to cry. But like just like to be able to like show your child like the places that like you like to go to, or just kind of like just show them the things that like you enjoy in life, and then just like to watch their reaction and see if they like it, or just like, you know, watching a little child grow up, I guess, is what I'm describing. So I just feel like I think I'm at that point in my life where I'm kind of just like bored with my own life, and kind of just like, you know, yeah, like I've been my own independent human for this long, but also like if I were to like raise a small human, like that might also be fun too, you know, like I feel like I would like it, and I feel like I would be good at it, actually. I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't be hard. I know it would be hard, but like I think I would be like a pretty good parent, because like I like to have fun, but also like I feel like I know how to take care of a person also, like sufficiently, like I would make sure, you know, like they would be clothed and fed and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, once the basic stuff is down, then we can like have more fun, you know. I think I would be a good parent. So it's just like something I've been thinking about, and honestly actually like does bring me some kind of joy. And that's how I know that it actually means something to me, is because when I think about it, like when I think about having a kid and like taking care of it and like playing with it, you know, and like just showing it things, it actually like makes me feel happy inside. So that's why like I know that I have converted myself, I guess. Like I used to be someone who was like, I would be like, oh, I probably won't have my own biological child, just because like I felt guilty about like overpopulation and whatever else, you know, like logical practical stuff. But now that I've like grown older a little bit, and I kind of have been able to like work through some of like my mothering wounds, and I'm able to be more accepting of myself as a mother, that like now I'm like, oh, you know what, actually I think I want to have a kid, like my own biological kid if possible. But it's kind of funny because, like, yeah, I'm just like, oh, yeah, like, I want to have a kid. Yeah, like, I'm ready for that. But, like, also, I need, like, another person. Like, there's, like, a whole nother person that, like, needs to be involved in this. And that part of the equation is, like, I'm not ready, yet to even think about finding the person that that would be. Like, I'm just like, and then the whole like actual having a relationship with a person, that is still like, that's still scary to me. That's still not, I don't know, that's still like stressful as hell to me to think about. Like, I've already kind of just crossed over to just like wanting a kid already, but like to have the actual relationship to have the kid, I'm still like scared shitless. So, you know, let's see how that's gonna unfold, because still got a lot of work to do there. You know what I mean? Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this little chat, this pretty like low-key chat. I just needed to like just get some ventilation of my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to do that really quick and just say hi and just let you guys know that, you know, I love you. And that if you guys feel like shit right now, that's totally cool, because the world is falling apart and no one can make sense of it. So like, it's okay to feel like shit right now. I feel like shit right now. So just know that you're not alone and it's okay. And I'm here. And if you ever want to talk, you know where to find me. All right. I will talk to you guys later. Love you. Peace. Love. And I don't know, go smoke some weed or something. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.